I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call 901-870-0186 and tell them Gary Parrish put you in touch.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports, but you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5 pocket pants in every fabric and fit, and good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant custom fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements, take it to James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant custom fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Battinley suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hi, this is Troy Five-Ash, owner of Five-Ash Roofing. If you're in need of a roof, there's no better place to start than Five-Ash Roofing. No matter what your situation is, we have you covered. We can walk you through the insurance process without committing fraud like many of my competitors. You'd be surprised how many times salesmen and contractors will manufacture storm damage just so they can get a sale. We do residential, multifamily, and commercial work. We're certified in every form of roofing we offer. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingle, and we don't charge extra for that, and to my knowledge, there's no other roofing company in Memphis offering that level of security. And if that's not enough, we offer a best price guarantee. We are the official roofer, the University of Memphis Athletic Department, and a proud member of the Tigers home team. Five-Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five-Ash Roofing is what we do.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I don't love you, you know how much I do.
Quintessential Suites, it's a great place. You should get over there this weekend. Get over there today, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, nestled in the heart of Bartlett. It's the sweetest place in Memphis. Go see for yourself. And if you don't want to take my word for it yet, right, you want to do your homework beforehand, go check out the selection at quintessentialsuites.com. My man Christopher Gray, we're so happy he's with us on the show because he's got one of the best-kept secrets in town, the most exquisite sweets you'll ever taste. Johnny's got everything from the traditional, like a regular funnel cake, to the more unique, like a cheese strawberry cheesecake funnel cake, like a s'mores funnel cake, like homemade banana pudding ice cream. How's that sound?
Yeah, don't steal my thunder here, man. That's my line, okay? Those cheesecakes and those funnel cakes that I like to talk about. The Delta fare is gone, but you can always get those great tasting funnel cakes out at Quintessential Sweets. Cookies and cream, s'mores, turtle, strawberry shortcake, strawberry cheesecake funnel cake, and Jason, don't forget the deep fried Twinkies and Oreos.
Cannot forget about them. Everything there is exquisite. It's the quintessential, the best Quintessential Sweets. Their gourmet sweets, obviously the perfect touch for your birthday parties, your business meeting. Go impress the wife. You can head on over 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. See it all for yourself, or you can give them a call. You can schedule that business meeting over there like my wife did, 361-3449, or visit them online at quintessentialsuites.com.
All right, every Friday at this time, we talk to Taco Meat. Let's do that.
It's Bets with our man Taco Meat. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Taco!
Man, what's going on, man? Now I already know, bro. Last week, man, you caught me with my pants down while I was at work. You know what I'm saying? So it was, you know, I was struggling, man. I'm trying to work, you know what I'm saying?
You put you in a bad spot last week. Yeah, we had you in a bad spot.
No, it ain't y'all. It's just, man, you know, the wires just crossed at the wrong time.
No doubt. It happens to the best of us, Taco. Don't beat yourself up about it, okay? That's the great thing about this segment is that there's always next week, right?
The best bomb makers are dead. Let's go with it. What y'all been up to?
There you go.
Hey, man, everything is good, bro. Had Memphis Madness last night. Before we get into these games really quickly, though, let me ask you this. Have you ever cheated in a card game?
Yeah, who was it?
Okay, what'd you do? What was your offense?
John be trying to put you in the confessional.
So many, you know, like Spades duos, they so great, they so unbeatable, they just know it. Man, how the folks be cheating, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You like, especially like it's two chicks, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe a couple. Like you playing against a married couple of mine, you might be going up against something. They just know how to, the telekinesis, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Also, yeah, a little thing called toe tap, too. Don't even need the telekinesis. Just tap the toe.
They do that, but I be watching for that, man. You know what I'm saying? I be watching for toe tap and all that. But you know what I'm saying? But it might just be a thumb under the nose. You know what I'm saying? It could be a blink of the eye. You know what I'm saying? Just something like that, you know? It just, man. You got to watch for all that. But if they going to cheat on Spade, you know what's the worst thing to cheat? Now, if you cheat on dominoes, if you a pencil-whipping dude or female, now, that to me, that's a dirty. But anyway.
John feels that way about – John feels the way you do about dominoes cheaters, about poker cheaters. John feels that way. He wants to take them out.
Of course. I feel you. Because money – how many folks have died over poker and faro and – You know what I'm saying?
The body count
Mahjong and all that. How many folks in history have died?
A lot. A lot, man. So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who really would have won that battle between Doc Holliday and Ike Clanton on Tombstone? Let's keep it real.
Who really knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Tubby would say.
Who knows?
All right. Ike was mad as a...
Are you on that street knowledge today? All right, Taco, let's get to the games.
What's going on,
let's get to the games today, my man. Let's start with Central Florida, Cincinnati. UCF, the tonight. Pride of the yep. American, is a 3.5-point favorite.
Man, look here, man. I was about to – I always get them mixed up, and then I forgot. I don't supposed to like UCF.
Correct.
So, yeah. So, they got UCF as the favorite, right?
Yes, that's
three
correct.
Going the other way.
Okay.
Outright win, bro.
Okay, Cincinnati wins the game.
Okay.
But that means Cincinnati plus 3.5.
Well, Cincinnati, man, off top.
All right, we're going to take you to the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, Taco. Auburn, Florida. Yeah. Auburn is favored by 2.5.
Auburn favored by 2.5.
Are you in jury duty?
No, man. I'm off today. I'm chilling, bro. Auburn been coming through, man. I'm going with Auburn all day.
They have been good. They've been going all season long. Taco, going,
you know, and up to
the
this
points.
Season, I was trying to look at Malzahn as kind of like Harbaugh in the same light, but really. You know what I'm saying? Malzahn, he been doing his thing this year.
He certainly has this year.
And now, they got the freshman quarterback, you know. I'm rolling with Auburn, man.
Well, I like it. I like the pick with Auburn on the road. Memphis, Louisiana Monroe. Memphis is trying not to be a trap game. They've got a big one with Temple next week. So Louisiana Monroe team's giving up a lot on the ground. Memphis is a 14.5-point favorite. Do they win by that many, Taco?
Yes, sir. Off top. Tucking,
yep.
Yeah, for real. Tucking and neutral rats for everybody, bro.
Neutral rats and turducken for everyone.
Yeah, you know them folks eat rats down there, and the rats got orange teeth, bro. Them folks be like fishing for rats down there, man. Folks from New Orleans, they eat everything out the bowl, bro. They're the only folks that eat fried chicken out the bowl, bro.
My dad has them in Belize, the nutria, right? It's like a big rat, like a type of beaver rat type thing.
Man, them folks eat anything down there, man. You can't trust folks from New Orleans, man. They still change out the cup hole.
So, wait, people actually eat nutria?
Rabbit, nutria, anything, Taco says.
Them folks eat rats down there, bro.
Okay, that's pretty.
They savage. Them folks savage.
I believe it.
They don't matter.
Okay.
Memphis going to roll those rat eaters down in Louisiana.
It's been a tough week for Tennessee, Taco. Obviously, the Memphian.
Look. We need to support Tennessee, bro.
Stop putting the balls
you,
in here.
You're trolling, bro. You are trolling. That's what you're doing here, buddy.
Nah, bro. Yes. We need to come to a united Tennessee, man. And we need to work the outside in. We look at where we're situated. Man, we need to join up with Knoxville, man.
No.
They're our brothers, man.
No, they're not.
They going through. Yeah, they are, bro.
No.
Look, everybody, half their team from Memphis, man.
Well, yeah.
That's
a good point. But like we don't. Yeah. That's the only thing we have in common. That's the only common ground we have.
Taco, they got to play us in football if we gonna come together. I'm with you, but they got to play us in football if we gonna come together.
But you know what? They were down. But that was crazy with Deuce. You know some things you don't say. But anyway. We need to come together in united front, bro. Man, you know what? Tennessee. You know I don't like Georgia, man. Tennessee. Plus, it's going to be under, so we're going to say, what do you say, 14-5?
Yep. No, it's 24.
No, it's 24.5. Yeah.
Oh, for real?
And Tennessee can't score. You going to do this again? You going to pick against Georgia again?
What was my record last week? What, 0-5?
No, I think you got one or two last week, bro.
I got one or two. It wasn't
as bad as you thought.
But I'm going to say, you know what? We're gonna go Tennessee. I'm gonna have faith in them this year. Back up what I've been saying. We need to, you know what I'm saying? We need to get. You know I'm lying, man. Georgia gonna kill them, bro.
You're right.
Now we're getting it right.
Yeah, not you're right.
Tennessee can't score.
Georgia gonna kill them. Why am I even wasting y'all time? I'm sorry.
Last one, Michigan State 4-1, going against an Ohio State team that, quite frankly, has looked maybe like the best team in college football. You could say arguably they are a 20-point favorite at home. Do they beat Michigan State by that many? You lay in the points.
Man, they're going to serve Michigan State, bro.
I think so, too.
They're going to serve Michigan State, bro. You know what? Have you ever been to Columbus before?
Did it one time. Tigers played it.
They did.
Tigers, I don't know what, after 9
o'clock,
right?
Tournament.
On the expressway.
Why does it get snaky after 9?
I think they got a sewer treatment plant right there.
Are you for real?
Oh, I'm for real. I've driven through Columbus, bro. Going from Maryland to Terre Haute, man. For real, bro.
They got some good.
For real, that's I went up through Pennsylvania, came down through Columbus, and that man, it was like 9:30 at night, bro. And it was stank as hell.
I mean, don't doubt you.
Yeah. Right, for real. I was like, man, they got a sewage plant right by the expressway.
They do close. Everything does close at 9.
That's the only thing I remember about Columbus.
Yeah, everything does close pretty early. But anyway,
it's
amazing. He knows a little something about everything in this country.
He's got Ohio State rolling tonight, weekend against.
Cold as I don't know what. They're cold as hell.
Hey, Taco Meat, man, thank you as always for your time.
And stay up, brother.
Man, it's good. Always good to kick ish with y'all there now and then. I appreciate y'all, bro.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
He is Taco Meat. You can follow him on Twitter.
Slim Chicken. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him.
You can follow him on Twitter at Real Taco Meat. Thanks to him for joining the show. All right, here's what we're going to do. Sed Henderson is in the building. We're going to talk to him about what he's got going on at Southwest. We'll talk hoops with him. Lots to get to with
Absolutely. The
man, Sed Henderson. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're sticking cash in your app. Now it's your chance to win MemphisRadio.com cash. Download the free Radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and get the code word starting Monday. Win an easy grand. Download Radio.com, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen weekdays 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. Radio.com cash, 9 through 5 on 92.9 FM ESPN. Get appy.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Wrap up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show. The 4th through the 6th at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Test drive vehicles right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at MemphisAutoShow.com.
We're a tight-knit family, and it's time for a reunion. Talladega's turning 50, and it's bigger and badder than ever before. Terry with a beer helmet? He'll be there. The Elliots, you know they're coming. How about you?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today's perks deal will make you hungry. $20 of fine Asian cuisine at Mulan Asian Bistro for only $10. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Fall is here, and we want to help you get your backyard ready. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has a great inventory of Caldera spas. They're your one-stop shop for everything outdoor spa-related, Louisiana pellet grills, and ceramic Komodo cookers. Visit the showroom and see all of the gas logs by Real Fire so you can stay warm this fall and winter. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, your one-stop solution for all things backyard, beauty, and fun. Located at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville. Visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got them all out there on the lot. They got small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, those are cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need, they got you covered out there on the lot. Price starting at just $29.90. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to get taken care of. The car buying process should be fun, shouldn't be stressful, shouldn't be full of anxiety, and it's never at Landers Auto Sales. They're located in South Haven on Gilmer Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Sed Henderson is in the building. Southwest basketball coach, former Memphis Tiger, former Mickey D's All-American. There we go. There it is.
Get a little love, right?
Sed, what's up, man?
How you doing? How y'all guys doing, man?
Everything is good. We were down there. At least I was down there last night for Memphis Madness. Now, what was Memphis Madness back in your day?
It was truly Midnight Madness. It was at midnight.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when we did it. In fact, we had a great time. I think Michael Wilson actually broke the highest dunk record that night. It was crazy. It was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fans, free students. And I think that's what it was, you know.
No axe.
No axe.
Yeah.
No axe.
Unless you want to go on.
We couldn't afford that probably then. You know, y'all budget a little different now in 2019 compared to 93.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't Finch, I remember that with Michael Wilson. Wasn't he a little worried like Michael's going to hurt himself if he kept trying, but he went on and let him do it?
He let him do it. He was real skeptical of it. But it was. But that was the biggest reason why ESPN was kind of
there,
why
too.
There. Yeah, right. Exactly. Because they was like, wow, let me see this kid. And, you know, Mike ain't number like 6'4", and he was taking off and dunking. I think he dunked like 12, something crazy, high number, and broke the record.
Uh-huh.
So it was fun, yeah.
Was that at El Marone?
Yes.
I want to tell you,
yeah. It was on campus.
That was back when the madness was at El Marone, on campus at midnight, different times.
So what do you think of it now that it's become the spectacle, like maybe less about basketball, right? Maybe it's less about basketball today than it is, you know, just the sheer entertainment.
The recruit you're trying
to.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it is what it is. I think it's more entertaining than, like I said, the the show is different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The purpose of it, I guess, is a little different. You know, I think back then it was a little bit more genuine, kind of high schoolish, yeah. I guess, pep rally. I guess now it's more entertaining. So, you know, I don't knock it. I think it's fun. I just think I'm a little... probably old.
No, you to your point, it was about starting up. It was marking the start of practice. I mean, that's literally why you did it at midnight, because it was the first day you could do it.
We practiced.
Y'all would afterwards.
We literally did drills. You know, you know what I'm saying? During the midnight madness, hey, guys, make it look clean. Mm-hmm. Like, this is before we even get started. It's like, hey, make sure we run it right and all this. I'm like, dude, this is, you know, whatever, you know. But that's what it was. Then, you know, now I think it's more for, you know, like I said, the fans, the entertainment, and real, real laid back, more atmosphere. Like,
what's that Southwest Madness budget looking like?
I mean, let's see. We're just gonna announce that we had practice with a little cheap video or something we can get out of that's free. Yeah, that's what
and
we
a bunch
do.
Of hard work
and a bunch of hard
man,
work.
Man, see, that's why I'm not, because you are working.
Jace,
not that Penny
hey,
is
Jace
not,
can be,
you
the
don't
MC.
Have that budget.
Jace can be the entertainment.
Yeah, he could be, right?
Yeah.
All we need is a mic and a computer and a laptop.
You want Earl Harden, you don't want me. You want old baby. You want old baby. You know old baby, you're going to get that job to him before you give it to me.
No, I'm going to give it to you this year. I'm going to ask you.
I'll come down there and turn that thing up.
Yes, I bet you will. You probably do better than Earl. Old baby. Old baby is good, but I don't think it's what I'm looking for.
You don't? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not looking for old baby. I'm looking for classic, I guess.
What do you do to go and Penny goes out and gets Jalen Green's favorite performer, Little Baby? What does Cedric Henderson do to get that player he wants down the Southwest? Real talk.
Well,
you got to go out and find him and work.
Yeah, my scenarios is way different. I'm looking for the, and I told you, I think I said this before on your show before. No, the kids I'm going to get are guys who probably need that extra year to get some more exposure, or a kid who's at somewhere else who's not happy. So I'm looking for transfer. Like this year, my team is super old. I mean, I probably got one freshman on the roster.
Okay.
You know, compared to what I had last year.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was a whole different scenario. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's not like I'm trying to get a kid who hasn't played. So I'm looking for the older kid. And I got four or five freshmen that I'm getting this year that I'm going to develop and redshirt them for a while and keep them in, who's probably not as great as some of these other guys, and say, hey, I still want to play basketball and I like what you're doing. So mm-hmm. I'm more selling my development,
right?
You know, than selling, you know, like, hey, come to the B part. It's a big
show.
Yeah,
come to the show.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you have to. At that level, you got about the work and the – that's what you got to sell, right?
Exactly. And selling the point of saying, hey, I can get you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year we had, I think we had Jasamian Brown. He ended up going to University of Little Rock, Arkansas, I want to say, or Arkansas State, one of those over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly because he bounced around a little bit. Zed went to Campbell, of course. And
right.
then we had Urich and Yabro there at Freedom Harden. Michael Reese is at University of Blue Mountain. So most of my sophomores have moved on and went to school. So that's the biggest accomplishment.
Right.
That's
what you're looking at.
That's what
the
we're
mission,
trying to
right?
do. Yeah.
That's get what them we're trying to the next level.
Get them to another school and to the next level.
Interesting. We are, of course, talking to Cedric Henderson. He is the Southwest basketball coach, former Memphis Tiger. So let me ask you this from a talent standpoint, right? We know what the challenges are when you have – it's great to have talent.
Right.
Every coach in America would kill to have the number one recruiting class in America, right? But what are the challenges when you have it? You know, Jason mentioned something that was interesting during Madness yesterday, where Precious Achiuwa doesn't get to the championship round of the dunk contest. And in between sort of waiting for the championship round, he's still dunking, right? I don't know if that's like a snapshot, maybe a challenge, but like what are the, you know, the obstacles that you might face when, and you've been part of certainly some talented teams in your day, you know, so what are the challenges that Penny and any coach like him would have to go through?
Well, one of the challenges, I think, you know, with all that, you know, superstardness coming in, you got guys who are used to shooting the ball 20, 25 times.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have that issue because they're going to end there saying, it's trying to establish themselves,
especially
early on, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy. The good thing was they were able to play in the Bahamas. So they kind of, you know, shaped out a little bit. You know, one thing about the season, it would determine who's going to be who.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going to happen with there. So, but as young men, you know, coming in, you know, I was at McDonald's. I had Deuce Ford with me.
Yep.
We were, you know, kind of decent. And everybody's like, hey, I'm that guy. No, I'm that guy. But, you know, that's going to be the challenge for Penny as a coach to say, look, we got a bigger goal.
100%. Yeah, you check your ego at the door, right?
Yeah,
for the greater good.
For the greater good, mm-hmm. you know, and hopefully that's the case. But some of them you got to walk to now. You got to be realistic and say, mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest, you know, if I had a James Wiseman, I'm walking to him and say, okay, yeah, I'm telling these guys that.
Right. No doubt. But like, you're that dude. Like, you that dude.
Yeah. Though. Like, yeah. This don't work without, but you have to be that. And that's, that's part of the management of what he's going to have to do during the season.
And it's true. Like, guys, you have to manage certain, like, I know in a perfect world, in an idyllic world, everybody has the same set of rules. Everybody gets coached the same.
But
it's just not the way it is in the real world, right? I mean, like, guys who are one and done, guys who are the number one pick in the draft, you know, projected, like, they're going to be treated a certain way.
Right. And I think the guys understand that. I mean, most of the guys who are on that team, they're going there saying, hey, this is going to be about this kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then what makes it is, how can I make myself look good alongside
exactly.
him?
Exactly.
That's going to be the piece you're going to look for. Yep. I mean, that's what makes good players great players because they learn to say, you know what? This is James Harden team, but you know what? I'm going to sit back like Tucker. What is his name?
PJ
like,
Tucker,
like,
yeah.
He was about to be out of the league.
Yeah.
Now he's like, I can't live without him. James Harden.
No doubt.
I'm going to get my P.J. Tucker.
Well, we're gonna see how that works. We're going to see how that works now with Russ. I mean, that's going to be that's gonna be interesting, you know.
Well, I tell
people. They're both different dudes. They were in Oklahoma City.
I just want to say, but look, I tell people this story all the time. A good coach knows how to manage the superstars. He's going to manage those superstars. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen were superstars, and they play quarters that they say, okay, you know what? I'm good enough to let you have a quarter by yourself. They're going to do that. I believe they're going to do that. They're going to say, hey, Westbrook, your quarter. Hey, James, your quarter. Now, the question is going to be, fourth quarter, tie ball game,
who gets it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the toughest question right there. But I believe during the season that it's going to be fine. I think you're going to have two guys probably averaging 20 shots apiece.
Yeah.
Personally, I think that.
I think Harden gets the ball at the end of the game. By the way,
you do?
Yeah, I think he's gonna.
I don't.
Yeah, because I mean, he's just got a little bit more in his bag offensively. Like, I mean, he can make shots, whereas like Russell Westbrook can't. I mean, he's a little less trusty.
Well, I mean, you know, it comes down to what you prefer as a coach.
Right.
Do you prefer a guy who can turn a corner, or do you prefer a guy who can probably make his own shot? I mean, it depends on what you want in that situation. You know.
I got a couple more NBA questions before we do that. I want to take you back to what's going on at Memphis because you are a Tiger. You're leading your own program down Southwest. But the way that Penny's put this team together, I'm just curious your thoughts on sort of the structure of it, the depth at each position. It looks like he's pretty deep in the backcourt as well. Just the putting together of this team. You like the way it looks? I mean, obviously we know it's got all the talent. You like the way it's put together?
Well, you know, I would like to see him play, you know, a little bit more, to be honest with you.
It's hard to see
when you're blowing somebody out.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
I think you kind of take with a grain of salt. And, you know.
Right. But I think the makeup of the team is good. I think they should be able to say, you know what, I can go out here and play four hard minutes, take my blow, knowing that it's slack up the bench is not going to stop. You know, it's going to come again. And so I think the makeup of that is there. The depth is there to make a long run in a season.
What about everybody that says you can't win big with all the youth, right, that you got to have some seniors and juniors mixed in there, too, to win big? Do you buy that? Are you one of those coaches that is sort of along those lines?
I'm going to be honest. In a sense, yes, because I believe experience is always very important.
Right.
But
valuable, right?
Yeah, it's very valuable. So I think he has a little bit – it's young experience, but now in the college game, a sophomore is almost like a junior or senior to you now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's of the movement and stuff, what's going on. So I think he still has the opportunity to do what he needs to do. And, you know, you grab an old season bet here and there to make it happen. I think where he is and where he's playing at right now, I think it's perfect for him to make a good run, though. I mean, Calipari did it with older guys. But then you turn around and he start recruiting younger guys. You know what I'm saying? So it's the time of change. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even Coach K, who was one of those guys who was like, I don't deal with one and dones. Now he didn't change that motto to, I need to grab two or three of these one and dones.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a different philosophy, you know? I think he has a good chance with it. They'll be young. They'll be wild. They'll make mistakes. And we have to live with the growing pains. But at the end of the day, you're playing for March.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's how I look at it. You know, you're getting these young guys and say, okay, how can I get these guys prepared to play in March? You know, even though I'm going to win this game, I need to win it the right way sometimes.
Right.
You know, sometimes that's the deep part of coaching, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, I won, but it's like, was that a good win, though?
Yeah.
Like, was that the way we supposed to win? We knew we was going to win, but was that the win we going to be able to get against somebody else who's a little tougher,
right,
or a little better?
Right.
You know. I got you. I want to ask this question intelligently. I don't want to get it to bog it down, but I think there's something here. You know Penny better than most of us do. You were talking to him when you were coming up out of high school, and then headed right. over to Memphis. Y'all go back. The salesman side of this, of being a college head coach, we're just talking to Kenny Chandler's dad, who's talking about how great a salesman Cal is. You all have got to be salesmen in terms of recruiting. That part of this, remember when Penny was a player at Orlando, and he taught you, you need a little Penny because that's his alter ego. Because right. he wasn't the guy that went out there and did all the talking, right? And that little guy did all the talking for him. I'm not going to lie to you, Sid, I've been impressed, and I think maybe I thought Penny would be a little bit more introverted as a head coach, maybe like that player was. But he's out here talking about, we want all the smoke. Like, he's on PTI. They're talking about, he said, I predict the national. Like, that part of it has been more like Cal and more like the great salesman than I actually thought it would. Did you know that that side of Penny was coming? Did you already know it was there? You know what I mean? And are you surprised by it? Because he's done that part better. I didn't know he had that.
I mean, I knew growth. I just knew he was going to, as you get better in what you want to do
and more mature
and time and knowing yourself, he's always been a competitor, even on the floor, he's been that guy with an edge even though he's kind of quiet, laid back, even though that's how they presented him, he's always been a guy who
there's a fire up
right
there.
Yeah, of course, and so now it's like he's older and he's a little bit more outspoken about it, and then he's done a good job, because honestly it's like he can relate to the top players because of the confidence and 100. Where I've
That's
been through
that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was that guy, like, dude, look at me. I'm still doing such and such, such and such, such and such.
And then,
let me teach you how to be this.
Like this.
And yeah. I can show you. Yeah. And then that's the biggest thing. And I think he's done a great job of selling that and then selling the atmosphere around what we're trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these young guys are looking for. Yeah. Especially, now the biggest question is, you hear it, I hear it, everybody hear it. I think we said, now we're going to X him on his coaching.
Yeah, get these guys to buy in.
Now we're going to talk about coaching.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Done this
right.
part. Now we're going to talk about 100%. Coaching. We're going to talk. And I told him, I said, look, he's been smart. He's saying, okay, I need to learn and develop. I need to grow. I need to produce. Mm-hmm. I need to show people that I can make. We'll take A-Lo. I'm showing that, hey, we got him better from freshman year to sophomore year. Made him a better ball player.
Yeah.
And I look at my offense. It's different. I change. Like, I tell people all the time, last year, if he would have kept doing what he was doing last year, he wouldn't have got 20 wins.
Mm-hmm.
But he grew as a coach.
Went
and started
back to
saying,
those.
Hey, look, this is not working. Let's make some adjustments. Let me put my ego to the side a little bit and let me learn a little bit. And I think he did. And I think that's going to help him this season
mm-hmm.
because he saw, wait a minute, I got to be – a little bit more experience in this and this, and what did I learn from this?
Yeah.
And that's what I think he's doing. And as far as confidence, his confidence is there because he's doing exactly what he said. And that helps anybody. I don't care who you are. If you talk about it and then that thing's come true.
It comes to fruition.
Come
right.
on, man. You feel good.
Now, right now,
yeah,
he's talking about national championships. Like, he's talking about, like, the absolute pinnacle, though. Like, that.
Well,
like,
that's
a there's – again, I don't have a problem with it. Like, I don't want to come off like I have an issue with it, but it is like – you do not hear other coaches say what Penny says, which is, oh, national championship. Why would I think anything less than that? Especially guys who are only in the second year of their careers doing this.
Well, he's still an athlete, too, in some sense. Like, you go to Kobe Bryant right now. I mean, what he got critical about?
Sixth grade girls. She had a dance recital.
Hey, you had a dance recital. You should have been in my practice. We got beat by 20.
He had to walk that one back.
Right.
Yeah,
that happens in our lives because we're competitive men, and that's how we think. And, I didn't hear him say that. I mean, this is honestly my first time hearing him saying that the national thing. I just heard him saying we should be respected more. I hear him say that a lot.
He told Dane O'Neill, he predicted, he said, when I look at this team, not coming up in the next few years, we can win one. This man said, when I look at this team, I could see a national championship and I could see it in Atlanta.
Okay, did he say it? I mean, like,
he didn't come out and say, we going to win one.
Right. Yeah,
he said,
but
when I look at this team,
right,
I think national championship.
But, I mean, like, come on. Are you going to say anything kind of negative about that roster? Like, if you had that roster right now.
They have the fourth best odds to win it all.
You know what I'm saying? I got this roster and I'm looking at it and I'm, and he probably in general was saying, like, hey, I believe in this team. Maybe
right.
he left
we
some
can
adju-
do it.
Yeah, he left some adjectives and some adverbs out that he meant to say.
Yeah.
But it, like I said, y'all guys are tough.
Yeah.
You know, y'all catch every word and yeah. words in the y'all world means, hey, well, this yes. is how we take this. Mm-hmm. You know yes. what I'm saying?
So, well, like I would have said personally, when I look at this group, I think we have a chance to win a national championship.
See, that sounds better.
Your key word was chance.
Chance, exactly.
As opposed to, I think, you know, when I think national championship. You know what I mean?
As a coach, though, you know you in that office with your boys.
Yeah.
And guess what we're saying?
Gassing you up.
Man, we might get this guy. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I'm in my office with my guys. I'm like, hey, dude, we look nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How much does he piss off the old coaches when he says that, though? Just real talk. Knowing all the old heads like you.
Well, you know, the old coaches are very, very good in their mind games. You know, they don't let that affect them. They just laugh at it and say he's immature, and they kind of just go, you know, hey, good for him. I don't know what they're saying behind closed doors, but that's how I see they look at him like he'll learn. You know, he's young, and that's what they probably saying in a sense to me. I mean, that's how I would took it. If I'm an old head like a Bill Self and Coach K, and I'm seeing this guy talk all this, and I'm like, yeah, that's great. Good for him. You know, I'm not going to hate on him about it because he's supposed to be positive about his team.
You and I have talked about this. I think we've even done it on the air where I just get the feeling that some coaches, right, who have come up and, I spent 10 years, 15 years as an assistant before I got my head job, just look at the pennies and the Cedric Hendersons, right, who come in after a career and decide, hey, I'm going to be a coach. Then they just say, oh, man, it was just handed to him.
Okay, what about the reporter who did do anything and his dad owned a company? We ain't cry about him.
100%. I mean, that's all over this country.
Right? Exactly. What's the difference?
But here's my thing. Those same coaches, right, that will sit there and try to hold your background against you mm-hmm. or you didn't do it the way they did, right? I was talking about this yesterday. Those are the same folks that, I mean, didn't Juwan and Big Pat deserve a chance in the NBA after all the dues they paid? You understand what I'm saying? If we're going to play it your way and do it your way, well, don't those opportunities to be those head coaches, don't they need to come?
Yes.
And a lot of times said they don't. You and I both know they don't come to us in those
right.
situations.
I know what you mean.
And that's why you got Juwan at Michigan because
yes.
he couldn't get an NBA head. It's part of the reason why you got Pat at Georgetown
because right.
they couldn't get the job. So how are you going to tell me you don't like the way I did it, right, when the doing it your way wasn't going to work for me?
I mean, hey, I could go worse than that. I mean, look at Avery Johnson, who was coach of the year and got fired. I mean, come on, man. I mean, like,
yep.
it happens, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't want
you
to say.
You got to brush that off.
What
else can you do as a professional? You're trying to be in this business. You can't lose your head, go off, because then
exactly.
that's.
Exactly. It is what it is. I mean, I just take it and just go, all right. My thing is I take it as a good fuel.
Yeah, doubt me if you want to. Let me show you what I got.
I said, well, give me a shot. Let me just show you.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you a chance to prove you, and let me show you that I can do this thing. And then if I do it, I want you to say thank you. Now, if you're a bigger man, you can walk up to me and say, you know what? I apologize. You did good.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's where you will hope that people will get even with Penny in a sense where, you know, they say, okay, you know what? I talked about you, but you know what? You did a great job. You know, that's at least give those guys some recognitions about what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but it's in this today's time, we don't really do that a whole lot.
Right.
If you
look
around the media world, you know, and stuff like that, we'll take
give
a mistake.
The credit
yeah.
Oh, credit doesn't get clicks.
No.
We like
the tear down more.
Oh, my God.
Y'all 100% right.
Yeah. So you know, if that was the case, and I think if they did that more, you know, of course we're going to be hard on that new guy anyway. I don't care if he's some guy came out the blue. We're going to be hard on him anyway because we don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we are afraid of the unknown as human beings. You know, if we don't know, we talk about it. Look, that looks dangerous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Oh, my God.
Well, Penny is a real threat to, like the old guard, right? Like, because he doesn't look like the old guard of college basketball. Right. You know, young dude, black dude, played the NBA. Like, he is not what college basketball coaches typically are or look like. So I think there's a very real threat to some of them who don't want to see him succeed. Like, that's it is what it is.
Of course, if you mess with my job and mess with my money, I ain't going to like you either.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
I mean, like, just be real.
I got a big old plate of
food. No doubt.
Right? I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, like you said, it's what he's trying to do is monumental, you know, for what he's trying to do, you know. And, I mean, look at LeBron, what he's trying to accomplish and some of the things he's doing off the court.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Those things are different because they saying, oh, what is it? Mm-hmm. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all don't supposed to be. Wait a minute. Y'all don't supposed to be doing this.
No doubt.
And that's the thing about it, you know. And as far as guys, I tell guys, I mean, I have a lot of friends who are in coaches now, especially my guys, you know, who I play with, my colleagues and stuff. You know, that's the biggest thing. You say you got to go in there, and it's like, you can come in here and you've been doing it for, like, you young intern, you probably have a nice little notebook, probably 10 pages.
A little diary.
I better come in there with a 40-page diary and some experience, and it better be real.
Yeah.
And I better not have to piss nobody off on my journey as I go through this thing.
Right.
Because if I upset somebody, you're going to get blackballed behind that door. And that's the toughest thing, is trying to get in that door and make sure you stay in that door in right. that world. And I'm happy for guys like Penny. I'm happy for guys like Juwan, who these guys got these opportunities, because now they might say, you know what? Say I've been doing okay. Let's give him a shot.
No doubt.
You know, so I praise all these guys. I'm cheering for all of them
for
to
sure.
be successful. I mean, when Sam, I talked to Chris Mullin 3-4 years ago when he got to St. John, because I played in Golden State, you know, and he was like, man, this ain't the NBA, you know, because him and Chris Mitchell was up in St. John mm-hmm. trying to do their thing. Look what happened. It just never turned over.
Right.
It wasn't that he couldn't do the thing, but now we're trying to get these, like you said, one and done. Penny found a way to say, you know what? I can get them.
Mm-hmm.
I can get them. And guess what he's doing? He's getting them.
Yep.
Hey. You are a McDonald's All-American coming out of East High. Penny Hardaway is recruiting you because he wants you to play for the Tigers. And you know how we do things at Madness these days. We go out and get your favorite musical act, like we talked about earlier. It's right. different type. Who could Penny have gotten? And this guy, who should Larry go out? Who should Larry Fish go out and get to make sure we have said stay home?
Even though I told you early off the radio what I told you, but you know I'm gonna say Memphis guys, you know, because I was an A-ball MJG dude, you know,
coming out hard.
Yeah, but you see, he going wait. See, he ain't coming out hard. I'm going mixtape A-ball MJG.
100%.
Yeah, he ain't.
He just trying to show you. He excited. He wanted to show you.
You know, I was a gangster black, you know, S-O-U-T-A, South Parkway.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? That's what I was hearing at the time, and that's all I heard.
That's
you know?
What we were on was the that's, local guys.
That's what we was
we didn't
on.
Have to go anywhere else.
Right. But honestly, like I told him earlier, he didn't believe me. He thought Biggie wasn't in my time. But when Biggie first hit the world,
I still don't believe this.
It was 92, man. I keep trying to tell you, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He was
getting started. And I actually
you were the first to discover Biggie, apparently.
I wasn't the first.
I wasn't the first. Notorious B.I.G.
But I
did
was
y'all
the,
know?
We didn't know he was going to be like that, though.
I clearly
you know, he
not.
Was a big old dude. You know, yeah. You looking at him like, who is this big old dude coming through the door?
Sleeping on Pac's couch and stuff, they said, or something back
man,
then.
Man, doing like, all that. But, and also, too, I'm going to tell you another guy, though. Eric B. and Rakim could have did anything for me.
Please school these folks. Talking about Eminem, like one of the greatest lyricists ever. Will you please tell him about Rakim?
He ain't ready for that life.
Eminem. I mean, we were
low about Eminem
the other day. I give you that Rakim's in the top 10 of any list, but this was in context of he was trying to argue T-Pain and Eminem. So, like, this is
T-Pain and Eminem. Oh, come on now. You can't put two different conversations.
Now, you know I'm smarter than that.
I hope you won't put no T-Pain.
not at who is more successful. Said the conversation was who changed music more.
Okay.
John, what? There you go. T-Pain, as you know,
that
thing got on everything.
Hey, Lil Wayne got on everything. Lil Wayne took it to the whole nother level.
Thank
you know what I'm saying? I thought he was singing from now on. I was like, what is going on?
Did Eminem change the music you listen to, brother? He could rap and flow, but did he change anything from as far as you know? Besides, inspire a couple dudes looking like John.
Well, you know, he got the blonde hair for a reason. You know,
yeah,
we don't talk about it.
Exactly.
I'm one of those guys who was like, I had to listen to something that I related to. I can relate to Eminem at the time.
Why? You can't relate to 8 Mile?
I can relate to 8 Ball now a little bit now. You know, I'm Orange Mountain
Bound. 8 Mile.
8 Mile. Yeah. I can't relate to 8 Mile.
Hey, no, sir. Come out no trailer park.
I ain't even know what a trailer park was,
what
bro.
You
know what I'm saying?
You ain't never lost yourself in the music the moment you own it?
No. I never lost myself
bro,
in the music.
He about to get real excited.
But I did listen to some Ice Cube when he first left the NWA.
Yes.
It's one of the best albums you ever heard in your life.
It was
so,
a great album.
You know, people got to understand. That's what, when music was, like, you had to flow. Like,
no
these
doubt.
Little two-minute albums and records you're hearing, I'm like, dude, if it wasn't 5 minutes, you weren't finna. Like, Eric B. and Rakim, you put their table, it's 5 minutes, and he is giving you a story.
Yep.
Whole time.
Yeah, whole time. You know, so, I mean, that's when I was, you know, like I said, that's our era, though. You know, these young,
right.
you know.
Well, today, I don't even know what today is.
I mean, you know, let's get a beat, man. Me and you and John,
here we go.
They didn't want to call me the white dude in here. You still didn't want to make me John.
Jason, I'm sorry.
It happens more than you think, bro.
I know. I'm sorry.
Here, let's do. I'll do Young Dawg from last night. Ready?
I'm telling you, he was smoking a moon rock.
Wow.
And he tells you that in the rap. So he's a little slow. But again, in fairness to him, he didn't have the ear thing to where he could.
I guess if you feel the need to be in fairness to him.
You played in the NBA. What should Ja know about his rookie season? You know, what
Ja?
Yes.
Okay.
What does Ja and Ja Morant need to know about this rookie season? We looked at him. He's small. When you see him in person, I mean, he's not a big dude.
No, but
what does he need to know? And do you love him like everyone else does?
Well, he is. We're going to see something in Memphis with this young guy we haven't seen in a while.
Oh, my.
And that's an athlete. And we're going to be athletic, fast, and getting up and down the floor. Now, incorporate wins? No, but it's going to incorporate that moment. I'm paying that $20 for that one moment and walking out there. Man, did y'all see that?
I'm with you. The SportsCenter moment.
Did y'all see that right there?
Different kind of what your viewing experience
right?
Right.
Exactly. And, you know, if I'm him, I'm telling him to take advantage of the opportunities while you have it, because you know how it is. This game is all about opportunities, and he has a big stage and opportunity to do it and have fun with it. I think we are trying to get away from the grit and grind.
Right.
And
we're joining the rest of the NBA, it feels like now, at least the style.
Well, right? The style, yeah. You grow into the fast, athletic.
Jenkins says he's shooting the ball. They're shooting or they're letting it go. It feels like we're fine. You know, we loved grit and grind, and it worked against the grain, but we're catching up now.
We're catching up to the speed.
It feels like the same.
Exactly. Yep. We're catching up to the speed, and then the style. And then if Ja can find a thing, it has to be kind of like can he draw – the team to spectacular. Like, I'm talking about where Steph Curry, when you saw him the first couple of years, you was like, ooh, dude, man.
Right, the ankles.
But then, is it going to work? And then all of a sudden he said, well, you know what, I'm going to get good at something. I'm going to show these, you know, and he figured it out.
Yeah.
And then what it was his jump shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he figured it out, and then it became like, yo, I can cheer for this guy. You know, it's going to be fine out what it would mean. Like I said, his athletic system is going to make you cheer for him, I believe, and all. And then if those young guys and, you know, all those other pieces, I think they got good pieces and the way they play, I think it's going to be his team to lose if he doesn't do it right. But I tell him, go out there, have fun, enjoy it, play with confidence. You know, don't let the one thing you have to be in this league is short-term memory, because it's 82 game season.
Exactly.
You know, you know, my first year, I was like, oh my God, I had a bad game. And then here it is. It's Tuesday. You got to play again.
No doubt. Just
play Monday. You know, no.
And you on the road.
You got to play again right now. Let's go. I'm like, oh my God, my head's still. So you got to just like move forward. You got to understand, let's move forward and keep playing. And that's hard as a young guy, because again, here come y'all guys. Here come this Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
And they sitting there saying, man, dude, you know what? Your jumper was horrible. You know, I think that hurt Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball can play basketball.
Yeah.
But I think that hurt him because people were, first of all, he did it to himself in a sense to me, because you went out here and did all this. Now you got this light on you.
No doubt. Now
I get to just chip and chip and chip. Right. I think Ja's approach and the way they're doing it, I think they're doing a great job in the way they're approaching it.
He could always go talk to Brevin, too, who's always is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to playing that position. Right?
Well,
that can't hurt you either, your boy Brevin.
I mean, you know, look.
Brevin never had that kind of athleticism.
No.
But my goodness, in terms of high IQ point guard, got into just a pro's pro.
Just a pro's
pro. Go pick his brain as well.
Keep it simple. You know, that's one thing Brevin did as a player. You know, he just kept it simple. I mean, at the end of the day, he had 10 assists, 10 points. And you know what? Guess what? I'm going to play on somebody's roster because I can give you 10 assists and 10 points.
Right.
And that's what Brevin did. But this guy, I don't know. I have to see him some more because he didn't play in the summer league.
Right.
I don't know if the size would bother him as far as the guard spot, because you're in the Western Conference the guard spot. Now you got to go against James Harden, Steph Curry, Damon Lillard, you know, all these guys. That ain't easy at all.
No. But even the bad teams got Luka and then Phoenix has got my shooter Booker. I mean, the West got guard play out the frame.
Exactly. So I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think Memphis should be an East Coast team anyway.
Well, we all do.
I wish Mike would be a five-time All-Star right now for sure.
Conley would have been an All-Star for sure.
Hey, Seth, man, it's always fun, man. Appreciate it.
For sure. Glad you guys come down to Southwest and see us a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Brother, we'll be down there.
Southwest basketball.
Another story on you.
Yeah,
you just keep winning and doing what you're doing.
I hope so. We got a decent little squad, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be different, and, like I said, we learn as we grow, right?
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
For sure. All right, we will posted. Come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
An amazing thing happened the other day. My son Ben and I were out to lunch, and Ben said, "Hey, Dad, I like your pants." Now, I've been on this earth for 57 years, and one thing nobody has ever said to me is, "I like your pants," especially my 22-year-old son. I never imagined he'd even notice my pants, but that's what happens when you shop for quality clothing and when you listen to the gentle suggestions of the people at O'Call. The pants I was wearing that day happened to be Brack's pants. I never would have bought them if they hadn't been suggested to me. But they're incredibly comfortable and irrefutably stylish. They make me look good. Yes, that's me, Jeff Calkins. Who would have figured that? This doesn't just apply to the pants at O'Call either. It applies to everything they sell. Sweaters, jackets, suits, ties. Quality clothing just feels different, and it just looks different. It's why O'Call has been in business since 1859. And right now, O'Call is brimming with new fall merchandise. Stop in and sharpen up your own wardrobe today. If O'Call can make me look stylish, well, just imagine what it can do for you.
Landers Auto Sales. They get a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it, too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Hey there, it's Gary Parrish reminding you that if you got a bad roof, get in touch with Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. It's a local family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Satisfaction is guaranteed, and by the way, Danny is currently looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, call. And if you want a free roofing inspection, call 901-870-0186 and tell him Gary Parrish put you in touch.
The internet, you need it almost every minute of the day because, hey, you got shows to dream and shows to stream, and you got emails to reply all to. So that's why you need Xfinity, because you can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security, so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, at enhanced network security, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, ends 1-7-20, restrictions apply. New performance starter, 25 megabits per second, internet customers only, equipment tax and fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Tired of wearing the same five shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist and delivers clothes right to your door, so you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
I'm on Dead Man's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo bucks?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween jumbo bucks instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
One, two, it's coming for you. Three, four, you could win much more. Five, six, on a scratch ticket. Seven, eight, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9:10. Time to play again.
Heard of the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
F45 Germantown, that's where I work out. I'll be there a little bit later today doing the T10 class at 4:15. I'm looking forward to it because every day is different at F45 Germantown when you're working out. You're never going to do the same thing twice. You're never going to fall into that routine, that monotony that you're always trying to avoid in working out. And that's the case at F45 Germantown. It's true high-intensity interval training. There are no treadmills, so you're never going to get bored doing that. Like I said, every day is different at F45. And listen, you're going to get challenged. You know, there's going to be some aerobics. There's going to be some, you know, some resistance, some cardio. But you're going to get results. And that's what, in the end, that's what we're all in this for. Right now, you can get $45 for your first month at F45. Unlimited classes. You can go as often as you'd like. All you got to do to get started is text the word John, 901-421-6087. That's J-O-H-N to 901-421-6087. It's never too late to be a healthier and a better you. Start with F45 Germantown. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Oh, you're seeing a healthier me, John. I've been 1 month off the Black and Mounds. Hey, how about that, baby?
How about it?
That deserves. I'm still a little irritable, y'all. If I can tell.
Jason,
I've been hating a little more than usual.
Black and Miles this morning.
No, Scott, but he's not.
But still trying to be one of God's very grateful servants this weekend. Congrats to your Cards, by the way, yesterday there, Brad.
That was a tough six runs
in the last two innings. Way to get that thing. I think Ronald Acuna Jr. helped you out a little bit there.
Are you watching these games as a Cubs fan? Like, are you involved?
Well, something, but I'm not going to let you on, let you know how much I am watching because I don't want you to think I'm jealous.
Well, Carlos Martinez almost blew it last night. They play at 3:30. By the way, the end of the game will be here on 92.9 at 6. It'll start on 790. UCF at Cincinnati is the conference U.S.
That's a big American one. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a big one tonight.
You'll probably plug into that one, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We have a Grizzlies game on 92.9 on Sunday. It is a preseason game against Maccabi Haifa, however you say it. So this will, in fact, be Ja Morant's first look. I'm assuming they'll trot Ja Morant out there Sunday.
Yeah, I think he'll play. I definitely think he'll play.
I'm trying to make it over there.
Me and Jason have to work this out, whether or not we're going to watch Bears Raiders.
You and I are meeting in real life, and we're meeting in fantasy in football.
We are.
Raiders and
Bears in London.
Bears.
And then the Angels versus the 19 and a half other hash browns.
Both seem to go. They're going to go down the wire, I think, both games. Hey. We got to figure out whether or not we're going to get together for that.
That and go see 1 o'clock Sunday, the Memphis women's soccer team, ranked number 9 in the country, playing at 1 o'clock in the Park Avenue campus.
There you
go. Temple. How about that? Nationally ranked women's soccer team from Memphis.
No doubt. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show. It's presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Evan Abrams. Thanks to Colin Chandler. Thanks to Seth Henderson. Leonard Draper is going to be rescheduled.
He'll be rescheduled for Monday.
We will talk to him about Memphis and more on Monday. Jason and John, Gino and Jeffrey are up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Get in and win the 92.9 ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Log on to 92.9ESPN.com. Make your college football picks. Make your picks before kickoff. Collect points and you could win. Weekly winners get a 4-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
Get your gun, Nelly, and saddle up Penelope. It's Western Trading Days at Sunrise Buick GMC. Old-time trading prices on over 700 new Buicks and GMC trucks, and the Sunrise Used Car Corral has over 500 in stock. Branch managers have been told to cut prices to the bone, and remember, you can bring your car to Sunrise Service no matter where you bought it. If you're a good person with bad credit, SunriseMemphis.com will help you put one of your brand on these little fillies. Free hot dogs and Cokes at the Chuck Wagon. Western Trading Days, going on now at all three Sunrise locations. We make it fun to buy a car again.
Tunica's Horseshoe Casino proudly presents Gin Blossoms and Tonic. Gin and Tonic Tour, live in concert. Multi-platinum rockers Gin Blossoms and alt-rock chart toppers Tonic, live. The Gin and Tonic Tour. If you kid on mess. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets or visit horseshoetunica.com for more details. Ages 18 and up must be 21 or older to gamble. Don't want to stop before you start gambling. Problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Calling all duck hunters. It's Bass Pro Shops Flocktoberfest, October 12th and 13th at the Memphis Pyramid, with huge savings on the gear you need. Free seminars by expert duck hunters. National and regional calling contests. The Super Retriever Series dog jumping contest. Plus, a cornhole tournament, prize drawings, free kids activities, and music by recording artist Stephanie Quayle. Visit BassPro.com/Flocktoberfest for details.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. On Sunday, our $48 Sunday table features 7 ounces of sliced filet mignon over mashed potatoes with your choice of salad and dessert. On Monday, $55 gets you 8 ounces of buttery filet and delicate North Atlantic lobster tail with salad and dessert. And finally, on Tuesday, come in for Tomahawk Tuesday. That's 2 salads, 2 side items, 2 desserts, and a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye to share for only $120. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.